Hello, contractors, and welcome to this afternoon's audio file. Here are the current out-of-work numbers for Local 110, 292, and 343. In 110, there are 116 apprentices and 211 Book 1 JWs. In 292, there are 105 apprentices and 371 Book 1 JWs. In Local 343, there are 42 apprentices and 127 Book 1 JWs. As mentioned briefly in yesterday's audio, we will be highlighting two documents sent from NECA National yesterday. The first document is titled COVID-19 and the Duty to Bargain. Here are some best practices to consider in regard to bargaining during these times. To avoid conflict over changes, chapters and contractors should consider meeting with the union to discuss a solution to problems caused by COVID-19, even when bargaining is not required by economic exigency. Local solutions are always the best solutions, and NECA National cannot anticipate every specific fact scenario. Document the specific need for proposed changes, the safety emergency or compelling economic exigency, and plan for the effects or impact of the implementation and open that to bargaining. Check out the rest of the document along with a few case studies from the NLRB General Counsel in situations similar to COVID-19. The second attachment is a longer but useful document developed by OSHA titled Small Entity Compliance Guide for Respiratory Protection Standards. This document is intended to provide relevant information to employers and employees in determining whether respirators are needed and, if so, how the respirators should be selected and used. It will also be saved to share file in the Minneapolis resource page for future reference. Earlier today, the IRS sent an email with updated information on coronavirus tax relief and economic impact payments. The new link where you can find this helpful information and related forms can be found in the email. The final attachment was part of an email sent from Electri International. The letter from that email comes from Maxim Consulting Group and lists 9 immediate actions contractors should be taking in order to protect their interests. Number 1. Reserve your rights and put all projects on notice for cost and schedule impacts. 2. Clearly document the status of all projects using written narratives, videos, and photos. 3. Update your contract language to include pandemics, epidemics, quarantine, restricted access, and travel restrictions beyond force majeure. 4. Get your paperwork in order and file as soon as possible for the FFCRA paid sick leave. 5. Establish a means to track costs associated with the COVID-19 virus. 6. Evaluate business interruption insurance coverage. 7. Implement a daily process to get updates on projects. 8. Increase employee engagement with daily check-in with office staff. And 9. Establish restart plans that include new workplace rules. The rest of the document has great information and resources for all contractors in dealing with the current situation. That document can be found attached to the email. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a nice rest of your day.